Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover what really matters. Today, we're trying something a little different. I want to invite you to build what I call a love soundtrack, a short, soulful mix of music, spoken words, and silence that helps you hear your true worth and opens the doors to loving others more freely. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll walk you through why sound shapes our inner story, share a personal memory that started this practice for me, and give you a simple plan to craft your own soundtrack you can use today.
So here's the big question I want you to hold with me. How might the sounds you live with, the songs on your phone, the voices you replay in your head, the silence you avoid, shape the way you love yourself and others? What if, by curating what you listen to, you could reorient your heart toward compassion, dignity, and presence?
A few years back, I had a small, ordinary moment that stuck with me. I was driving home after a conversation that left me raw. Doubt had crept in. The usual inner critic was loud, and I felt both tired and unreachable. On the radio, a quiet hymn came on. Not flashy, just honest. And as it played, a line of scripture that had always felt distant landed like a hand on my shoulder. "You are seen. You are known." It wasn't a dramatic conversion. It was a soft, steady retuning of how I heard myself. I pulled the car over for a minute, sat with the music, and realized how much the sounds around me had been reinforcing insecurity. That brief song didn't fix everything, but it reminded me that sound can hold truth, and truth can heal.
There are reasons sound matters. Psychologically, music and repeated phrases train our brains. They create neural grooves for how we think about ourselves. Spiritually and morally, voice and proclamation have always shaped identity. The words we sing, the prayers we repeat, the affirmations we invite become a quiet architecture for the heart. Culturally, we live in a soundscape of constant alerts and clipped conversations. Our attention is fragmented, and our inner narrative can become a replay of other people's judgments. So a love soundtrack becomes a deliberate countersound. Chosen phrases and melodies that remind you of your worth and call you back into presence.
When I talk about what to include, think of four simple elements: song, scripture, or a short wise line, an affirmation, and silence. A song that lifts you, not because it promises perfection, but because it reminds you you are held. A short passage of a text or line of truth that aligns with dignity and compassion. Spoken affirmations in your own voice that counter your harshest thoughts, and pockets of silence so those truths can settle. Examples: one soft hymn or instrumental, a 20-30 second reading of a favorite line, two brief affirmations you can record in your own voice, and 30 to 60 seconds of silence to let the words breathe. Use public domain hymns or your own spoken words if you want to avoid copyright concerns.
You might be wondering, how long should this last? Keep it short. 10 to 15 minutes is powerful and practical. Choose three songs or musical pieces, two brief readings or wise lines, and two affirmations. Arrange them so there's breathing room between pieces. That's where the shift happens. If music feels too intense, make a spoken-only soundtrack. If silence feels uncomfortable, start with just 10 seconds and grow it. The goal isn't performance, it's presence.
Here's a step-by-step way to assemble your love soundtrack. First, pick one song that gently reminds you you belong. Second, select a second piece that soothes or steadies you. An instrumental works great. Third, choose a third track that lifts your courage. Then choose two short passages or wise lines. These can be poetry, a line from a meditation, or a timeless teaching that says, "You are worthy, you are loved." Record two affirmations in your own voice, short and true. For example, "I am enough," and I choose compassion for myself and others. Finally, place 30 to 60 seconds of silence after each spoken piece to let it sink in. Try the full set for 5 mornings or evenings and notice what changes.
If you want low-tech options, write your playlist on a note card and play it on any device. Use a voice memo app to record your affirmations, or simply read the lines aloud each morning. Keep it private if that feels safer. And if music triggers strong emotions, choose spoken word or journaling instead. The practice is adaptable and personal, not prescriptive.
Now, I want to invite you into a brief reflection, a tiny listening practice you can try right now. If you're driving or unable to pause, bookmark this moment and return when you can. Otherwise, sit comfortably. I'll read a short line of wisdom, offer one affirmation, and we'll take 60 seconds of silence together. Ready? Here's the line. You are seen. You are known. You belong. Now, softly to yourself or out loud, I am enough. I will show kindness to myself today. For the next 60 seconds, I invite you into silence. Let your breathing be natural. Notice what comes up without judging it. I'll hold the time with you.
How was that? Maybe something opened, or maybe you felt resistance. Both are fine. This work is gentle rehearsal. Each time you listen to your love soundtrack, you add a small grain of truth to the way you hear yourself. Over weeks, those grains become a new habit of heart. And when you begin to hear yourself with integrity and care, loving others becomes less of an obligation and more of an overflow.
If today's episode inspired you, here's a simple next step. Create a 10 to 15 minute love soundtrack and use it for 5 mornings or evenings. Notice one difference you feel, and if you're comfortable, share it with someone who might need the practice. Subscribe to Why I Love for more short, practical rituals that reconnect you to presence and kindness. And before we go, a closing thought. When we rehearse love inwardly with care and sound, it reshapes how we show up outwardly for our neighbors, our families, and the wider world. Love within becomes love without.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If this conversation meant something to you, share it with someone who might need it and subscribe so you won't miss future practices. Until next time, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.